The Vatican's trying to clean up its act when it comes to how it handles money. The Vatican has had an image as a tax haven, mired in scandal and secrecy. That image was further tarnished in September when the Vatican's own bank was implicated in a money laundering investigation. Well, today the Vatican took steps to put a stop to such episodes. It created a financial watchdog agency, and it issued new laws to fight money laundering and terrorist financing. Thomas Rees is the author of Inside the Vatican, The Politics and Organization of the Catholic Church. He's now in Washington, D.C. Father Rees, before we talk about why the Vatican Bank and other financial institutions may need to be reformed, first off, why is there a Vatican Bank to begin with?
Well, the Vatican Bank goes back to 1942 when it was set up during the Second World War. Basically, the Catholic Church didn't want Mussolini controlling their money. So as an independent state, it had the right to set up its own bank, and it uses this bank for deposits from dioceses, from priests, bishops. For example, if a religious community is raising money in Europe to build a school in Africa, the last thing in the world you want to do is convert the money from euros into the local currency, because the local currency is probably depreciating. So it was a way of protecting the church's assets.
It's formally known as the Institute for Religious Works. Aside from those people who work directly for the Vatican, could I use it?
In the past, that was the case, but in the 1980s, when they had some scandals, the Vatican limited the number of people who could actually use it. It's mostly used by religious organizations.
Okay, so why is it that the Vatican needs to enact laws now to improve its financial transparency? What has happened in the past to give it a reputation that is less than squeaky clean?
Well, the problem is that even though it's only religious institutions and priests who can use the Vatican Bank, they themselves can be used improperly. For example, sometimes a benefactor will come to some small religious organization and say, hey, could you help me? I've got this money I want to move, and could we use your bank account at the Vatican? And sometimes they stupidly say yes, and that's been caught periodically by the Vatican Bank and stopped. The purpose of this new agency is to act as a watchdog. And these concerns about money laundering and terrorism are frankly quite recent in the financial community, and the Vatican needs to keep up to date with these. I think this is something that's clearly the Pope wanted to do. This is a Pope who has been very critical of the financial institutions that brought about this great recession that we're in right now. And has called for more transparency in international finance. Well, if you're going to say those kinds of things, then you have to clean up your own act also.
All right. Thank you, Thomas Rees, Senior Fellow at Georgetown University's Woodstock Theological Center. He's also the author of Inside the Vatican, The Politics and Organization of the Catholic Church. Thanks a lot, Father Rees.
Thank you.